This is Twit.
And I know you've been losing sleep waiting for the historical day that's coming up next Monday, right? It's a big day.
It is a big day.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is super excited for Monday.
The eclipse.
When that Oreo cookie moves across the sky and blocks the sun from hitting the earth. I could be getting my wires crossed. Yes, you're right. The solar eclipse happens on Monday. But another equally monumental thing happens. Google will officially release Android O, as well as reveal what the O stands for in Android O, at least for this time around. And Google has definitely been known to get trollish leading up to this. Like, it's, in retrospect, it's really not that big a deal, right? It's just the name of their operating system. We already know everything about the OS. It's going to be the official release date. But Google's done a really good job around marketing itself, around, you know, just making people wonder what the next dessert is going to be. And right now, all signs seem to be pointing to Oreo.
I disagree with you out there. I believe all signs are obviously pointing to octopus. Tasty treat.
Let me tell you. Have you ever had an octopus? It is delicious.
I have. I am a pescatarian, as you might know, so I have had octopus.
But it's not really desserty or...
Well, if you dip it in honey,
I suppose so. That's an interesting treat. I'm sure that tastes delicious to someone. That doesn't sound very delicious to me. It's a little confusing here. So what happened earlier is Google posted a teaser video to Google Plus. Yes, Google Plus still exists. And it was a teaser video for the upcoming announcement. As the internet will do, they downloaded the video. And when they looked at the file name, it said Oreo teaser. Oreo_teaser. And so everybody thought, oh, well, that's either Google messed up and it is in fact Oreo, or Google's doing that to troll us, which I think I fell into the category of this is a big troll, because Google's really good at this. Like, they even hide code in their APKs for their own Android apps for people to find and discover later. So they're really good at hiding little nuggets here and there. And many times in the past, they'll tell you, leading up to the announcement, they'll keep throwing hints at a certain thing. And then when the announcement happens, it's always something else. But what happened here that's a little different is they ended up deleting almost immediately the post that it was associated with. So any of the news outlets or blogs that were pointing to that post as like, hey, check it out, here's the preview video, now point to this page cannot be found. Uh-huh. They created a new post with the same video, that file name, as you said, octopus. I don't think it's going to be octopus, but then they've since done it again, and now the new one says oatmeal cookie. So did they mess up, or are they just doubling down on their, or, you know, was this the plan the whole time?
I believe the plan was for people to
talk about it.
People like journalists to say it was on Google Plus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because people were, or maybe they were trying to count how many people were still on Google Plus, or just to get that Google Plus out there. Yes, yeah. Google Plus still exists. But, you know, the dev preview did have a secret octopus hiding in it, preview 4, but the octopus head kind of looked like an Oreo.
Okay.
So that leads me to believe that it's going to be oatmeal cookie.
Yeah, I just don't know at this point. I've been pulling for orange. I thought orange would just be, orange. Like, it doesn't have to be Orangina. It doesn't have to be orange sherbet or anything like that.
That's bad of you.
What? Well, no, I just, you know, it's an Android O and an orange. Like, I could totally see the orange.
Right. Plus, none of us would get scurvy.
What?
You get scurvy when you don't have enough vitamin C.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought, okay.
From an orange.
Okay. I thought that scurvy was associated.
Have you never been a sailor?
No. Never. I mean, I've been on boats. Does that count?
Not long enough, apparently,
okay,
to get scurvy.
All right. Patrick DeLahanty, who's filling in for Burke. Well, actually, Burke's just not in today. Says apples and oranges. Do you think they're going to double down? And no.
Get it? Apples and oranges. I get it. I would like to reduce scurvy for all.
Good. That's a noble gesture.
Do we have anything to say about the actual operating system? I mean, the only thing that I could peel out of this was that the new OS is going to have unread notification app badges.
Mm-hmm. I find those very useful, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Hate app badges.
Well, I don't like it when they have a number associated with it, like Twitter 35, and then it just makes me feel really guilty for not checking it because it says 35, or email, especially because I'm horrible at inbox zero, so
yes,
it's always a big number. But this is just a little dot. They're basically notification dots. So all it does is, if you have a dot next to Twitter, you know that there's something in there that you can check whenever you want to check it.
And you didn't have those before?
Didn't have those before, no.
Oh,
I mean, some manufacturers would put it into their own skin, but now it's, you know, becoming part of Google's own thing.
I see. Well, the hashtag digital cleanse in me says that, because app badges on iOS are horrible. They always say the number.
Oh, I see.
So maybe iOS needs just the dot.
Yeah, I thought I was going to not like the badge, the little dot, the notification badge or dot or whatever it's called, and I've actually grown to really appreciate it.
Well, that's what the Apple Watch does. It's just a little red dot up there if I have notifications.
Great, and that's good enough. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stress you out. Mm-hmm. If it's that number, it changes the scenario entirely. Mm-hmm. That's only one of many features, but I'm sure we'll talk about it on Monday and we can get into the features a little bit.
Or we'll talk about the relative merits of octopuses versus Oreos.